everyone, and welcome back to Daily Kaylee's 13 Days of Halloween. Today's episode is about Lori Vallow and the double murder of Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about this because it was all over the news a couple years ago when this happened, but I actually did not know a lot of these details that I'm about to talk about, so I was very shocked to hear some of these. Let's jump in. So, the gist of this case is that Tylee Ryan, who was 16 years old, and JJ Vallow, who was legally named Joshua Jackson Vallow, he was 9, I believe. Let me double check my math on that. He was 7. And they were two children, and they disappeared from Chandler, Arizona in September of 2019, so 3 years ago. Their remains were found in shallow graves on June 9th, 2020 in Rexburg, Idaho. And these graves were found in their stepfather's backyard almost a year after they went missing. It is believed that Tylee was last seen alive by witnesses at Yellowstone National Park on September 8th, 2019. However, it is believed that her younger stepbrother, JJ, was last seen alive by witnesses on September 23rd, 2019, so a few weeks after his sister. He was last seen at his school. The police decided to look into these children because JJ was reported missing by concerned relatives who had not seen him. And not only were they concerned about the children because they hadn't heard from them, they hadn't seen them in weeks, but there were also a few other suspicious incidents that were a red flag. It did not sit well with these relatives. About 2 months later, after they went missing, in November of 2019, the police questioned their mother, aka Lori Vallow. They asked about the children's whereabouts, their welfare, like, when did you last see your children? Are these children missing? Do we need to actually look into this, or do you have an explanation for your crazy relatives calling the police? Lori had recently married her fifth husband, and her fifth husband, his name is Chad Daybell. Her and Chad both claimed that JJ was staying with their family friend in Arizona, and her name was Melanie Gibb. Apparently, they had lived with Melanie before they moved to Idaho to be with Chad at the beginning of September. The police called Melanie to obviously see if Lori's story checks out. And she told the police, like, no, he is not with me. He has not been here in months. A little over a week later, Melanie calls the police back and says that Lori and Chad had both called her and asked her to lie to the police about where JJ was and to lie and say that he was with her. And she refused. So she thought this was a ginormous red flag. So she called the police to let them know that. While they were trying to locate JJ, they discovered that Tylee was also missing. Not only was this suspicious, but there was a string of suspicious deaths around this family before her children went missing. Lori's fourth husband, Charles Vallow, who was the adopted father of JJ, he was shot and killed a couple months earlier, in July of 2019, by Lori's brother, Alexander. He claimed it was self-defense. After he shoots and kills her ex-husband, he dies of a blood clot on December 12th, 2019. In October of 2019, a man by the name of Brandon Bourdreau, who was an ex-husband of Lori's niece, Melanie, was shot in the driveway of his house in Arizona. this car that the shooter was driving in was still registered to Charles Vallow, who had died a month before, or 3 months before. Very strange. Also in October 2019, Chad's former wife, Tammy Daybell, was attacked in her driveway. She was just attacked. She survived. She told police someone was shooting at her with a defective paintball gun. However, after surviving this random attack, a few weeks later, on October 19th, she died in her sleep. Randomly. This woman. At first, it was reported as natural causes. There was no reason to suspect otherwise. They did not perform an autopsy. However, 2 weeks after Tammy died, Chad and Lori got married. Just 2 weeks later. This was very suspicious, and they decided to dig up Tammy's corpse and do an autopsy. On February 20th, 2020, Lori, who was vacationing in Hawaii amidst all of the shit going on with her missing children, she goes on vacation to Hawaii, and she's arrested there and charged with desertion and non-support of her dependent children. She is extradited to Idaho, and she arrives there on March 5th of 2020. A few months later, on June 9th, 2020, the police get a search warrant for Chad's home, and this is where they discover the remains of both JJ and Tylee in a shallow grave in his backyard. Chad is also arrested on charges of destruction or concealment of evidence. Almost a year later, on May 25th, 2021, Lori and Chad are both charged with the first-degree murder of not only Tylee and JJ, but Chad's wife, Tammy, as well. A little bit of background on Chad Daybell. He's a piece of work. For one, he had been married to Tammy for almost 30 years. And then suddenly he marries another woman 2 weeks after she dies. He married her in 1990. Pretty much right out of college. They got married when they were like 24, 25 years old. He gets a bachelor's degree in journalism, and at this time he was working at a cemetery as a gravedigger. In 2004, Chad started Spring Creek Book Company, and he used his own company to self-publish his books. And these books were strange. Not necessarily strange, but they're not my cup of tea. He would publish not only religious books, but he would publish fiction about religious end times, the end of the world. Chad and Tammy, throughout their 29-year marriage, they had 5 children by the names of Garth, Emma, Seth, Leah, and Mark. According to Chad, in 2015, he heard a voice telling him to relocate to Rexburg, Idaho. He was originally from Utah, and in June of 2015, him and Tammy and the children, they moved there from Utah. She up and left Utah to go to Idaho with this man who claimed a voice told him to go there. On October 9th, 2019, Tammy made a interesting Facebook post. She posted that she had been shot at in her driveway. The man was wearing a mask, and she believed he had a defective paintball gun. The sheriff's office never found who did this to her. 10 days after this post, she's found dead in her home from, supposedly, natural causes. Chad claimed that she had went to bed the night before with a terrible cough, and then suddenly she died in her sleep. Like I said, they did not do an autopsy at the time. Chad declined to do so. The county coroner thought, okay, he's probably right. 2 months later, they autopsied her because of the suspicious circumstances with Chad's new marriage. The results were completed in February of 2021, but they have not been made public. However, I'm sure it's self-explanatory on what they found, because they were charged in May of 2021 with her murder. So obviously homicide. Shortly after this, in an interview, one of Tammy and Chad's children, Emma, said that her family had not been contacted at all regarding the results of her mother's autopsy. They still had no idea what happened to her. They didn't contact the family to tell them what happened. A little background on Miss Lori. She was born in 1973 in California. In 1992, at only 19 years old, she married her high school boyfriend by the name of Nelson Yanes, and they were divorced shortly afterwards. By 22, 3 years later, she married another man who was a year older than her, and his name was William Lagioa. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but they got married in Texas in 1995. A year later, she had a son with William, and she named him Colby. This was in 1996. However, by 1998, they were already getting a divorce. So, two husbands down, three to go. In 2001, Lori married a man by the name of Joseph Anthony Ryan Jr., who legally adopted her son, Colby. This is when she gives birth to her daughter, Tylee, in 2002. In 2004, Ryan files for divorce, and that's the end of their marriage. However, another suspicious occurrence. In 2007, he was attacked by Lori's brother, Alexander Cox, and he claimed that he had been abusive to Lori and the children, and that's why he was attacked. Alexander tasered him and threatened to murder him. He pleads guilty and serves 90 days in jail. It's over with, but it's still very strange. On February 24th, 2006, Lori marries a man by the name of Leland Anthony Vallow. Obviously, he is commonly known as Charles Vallow, which is what I told you earlier. They get married in Las Vegas. He is a lifelong Catholic. However, he becomes a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so he becomes a Mormon. He converts to being a Mormon because Lori is a Mormon. Charles had two sons from a previous marriage by the name of Nicholas and Zachary Chase. However, in 2013, Lori and Charles adopt Charles' grandnephew, Joshua Jackson Vallow, who goes by JJ. After adopting him, they move to Hawaii at the end of 2014. This is when shit gets kind of strange. So, in 2015, Lori finds a book and reads it. This book is called Standing in Holy Places, and it is written by none other than Chad Daybell. She reads the entire series, and she becomes obsessed with his book. In 2016, the Vallow family moves back to Arizona. 2 years later, in the fall of 2018, Lori and her friend, Melanie Gibb, that I mentioned earlier, they attend a Preparing a People event, which is a religious event. And Lori meets Chad for the first time, and they're introduced. She read his books. Obviously, she knows who he is. She's excited to meet him. According to Melanie, by the end of this weekend, Chad told Lori that they had been married in 7 previous lifetimes. After just meeting this woman, and you've been married for almost 30 years. After this, they begin communicating regularly and privately. Several weeks after this, Charles Vallow goes on a business trip out of town, and Lori holds a little intimate overnight gathering at her home. Two people that attended this were both Melanie Gibb and Chad Daybell. He was speaking at a conference nearby in Arizona, so he decides to come. Melanie later tells police about this event, and she says that Chad was absolutely just, he was stealing all the attention of Lori. He had her completely captivated, and he was going on and on about his unusual religious beliefs. and he was talking to all of the overnight guests about this. According to Melanie, Chad told the little party that he had lived 31 different lives, not only on Earth as a human, but on various Earth-like planets. He referred to people in general as either light or dark. Chad believed that dark individuals were from this earth, but they were followers of Satan, and those who were light were followers of Jesus Christ. Chad refers to Lori as an eternal being of 21 separate lives, and he claims that only 5 of them had occurred on this planet, and they were the same 5 he had lived on this planet together. Lori was absolutely enamored by this. She was super attracted to this belief system that he had, and she was fixated on Chad and his religious teachings. She claimed this was like her newfound purpose in life. On December 5th, 2018, Chad and Lori appeared together on a Preparing a People podcast episode. After this podcast episode, Chad stays at the Vallow residence in Arizona. By February of 2019, just a couple months later, according to Charles Vallow, her husband, Lori told him that she no longer cared about him or JJ. And then she told him that she was the reincarnated wife of the Mormon founder, Joseph Smith. After making these very strange claims, she then vanishes for 58 days. This same month, while she's gone, Charles files for divorce, stating that his wife had threatened to murder him, had taken $35,000 from their bank account, stole his truck, and just left, just abandoned the family. He then filed for an order of protection against Lori, saying that he had a genuine fear for his life because of this woman. After Charles died, his attorney stated that he was very concerned for JJ's safety and well-being, and that he had special needs and he needed a consistent routine. Charles was also concerned about Tylee's well-being, but however, he was not her biological father. He had never adopted her, so he had no legal standing to include her in these legal documents he had made about JJ. One month after he filed for divorce and made these legal documents about JJ, he then withdraws his petition and says that he wants to try to make the marriage work, which is insane, but to each his own. Then, on July 11th, 2019, Charles Vallow is shot and killed in Arizona by Lori's brother, Alexander Cox, who, like I said earlier, claimed self-defense. Alexander says that he went to confront Charles about abusing Lori, and according to Alexander, Charles struck him in the head with a bat, so he went to get his gun. At this time, the police did not pursue the matter further. It was done. Both JJ and Tylee had witnessed the incident, according to one of Charles's other sons. But Lori did not tell the family about the shooting. They learned about it from the news, and then obviously they asked about it, and that's how they found out that both JJ and Tylee had seen what happened. On October 2nd, 2019, while Charles was already dead, a wedding ring was purchased on Amazon from his account. This wedding ring was purchased 17 days before the death of Chad's wife, Tammy Daybell. On September 23rd, 2019, like I said earlier, this is the last known time that JJ was seen alive by someone that did not live in the house. On September 23rd, a doorbell video of JJ playing with a friend outside is the last known video of him taken, so it's the last confirmed sighting. Earlier that day, he was seen at his elementary school And that was it. After this video, there's nothing. The following day, on September 24th, 2019, Lori contacts the school to tell them that she is withdrawing JJ from classes and she will be homeschooling him. They obviously did not press the matter further, and that was that. Tylee was last seen September 8th, 2019, at Yellowstone National Park with JJ, Lori, and Alexander Cox, which, like I said, is Lori's brother. It is strange to me that Tylee is in high school. She's 16. She's not seen for weeks while her brother is still going to school. And no one questions what is going on with her. The following month, in October of 2019, two Venmo payments were made from Tylee's account to her older brother, Colby Ryan. One of the payments was sent on October 10th with a message that read, "We love you." And the second payment was a few days later on October 16th with a heart emoji. Colby has said that he has not heard from her since then. And he texted her to let her know that he was worried. And he received a response from her cell phone that indicated she was safe but too busy to talk. He tried to call her multiple times. She never answered and he got worried. Chad and Lori got married in Hawaii on November 5th, 2019, 2 weeks after the death of Chad's first wife, and a month and a half after her children were last seen alive. While in Hawaii, they told other people there that Tylee had died in 2017, and then they told other people that she had no minor children. She just had Colby, who was grown. Back in Rexburg, Idaho, on November 26th, the police visited Lori's townhouse because JJ's grandmother had called to conduct a welfare check on JJ because, like I said, Lori was telling people that he was in Arizona with family. When they arrived to do the welfare check, she told the police the same thing, that he was in Arizona with family. Later that night, a neighbor saw Lori and her brother Alexander packing a truck outside of her townhouse. When the Rexburg police and the FBI arrived the next day, it was abandoned. The house was abandoned. She was gone. Chad's home was also searched because this was very sus. Between December of 2019 and January of 2020, the police and the FBI both ramped up this investigation into the disappearance of these children because this was very strange. This was more than just some random disappearance. I mean, this was more than like kids being taken or kids running away. This was very suspicious. They also began to investigate further into Tammy's death, and around the time of Chad and Lori leaving to go to Hawaii to get married, they collected evidence. They did an autopsy on Tammy. Colby and JJ's grandparents both pleaded with Lori and Chad to return the children. JJ's grandparents put up a reward of $20,000. The investigators concluded that JJ and Tylee's lives were absolutely in danger. The children are not with Chad and Lori, but Lori knows where they are or what has happened to them, and she is refusing to assist this investigation. Soon after, the police are led to a storage locker that was rented by Lori in October of 2019. Inside of this locker, they discover items belonging to both Tylee and JJ, such as clothing, bikes, photographs, their personal belongings. All of these had been abandoned when Lori suddenly left Idaho at the end of November of 2019. Video footage shows her and her brother Alexander moving items in and out of this locker prior to leaving the state, and she left these behind. On February 20th, 2020, Lori was arrested in Hawaii and charged with two felony counts of desertion and non-support of her dependent children. She was also charged with three misdemeanors: resisting or obstructing officers, criminal solicitation, to commit a crime and contempt of court. Lori was held on a $5 million bail, and then she agreed to be extradited back to Idaho to fight these charges. She claimed she was innocent. The judge lowered her bail to $1 million. On May 1st, 2020, Lori appeared for her court hearing in Idaho, and she requested a reduction of her $1 million bail. The judge denied her request, and multiple local bond companies were unwilling to work with her to get her out of there. On March 24th, 2020, NBC News reported on documents that stated Chad and Lori were convinced that Tylee and JJ were possessed and had become zombies. A couple months later, on June 9th, 2020, the police completely searched Chad's home and they discovered human remains buried in a pet cemetery in his backyard. Chad was arrested later that day on obstruction or concealment of evidence, and he was later charged with felony murder. On June 10th, his bail was set at $1 million, just like Lori. On July 2nd, prosecutors dropped two of Lori's charges, which were two felony counts of desertion and non-support, and they instead charged her with the obstruction or concealment of evidence in regards to her children's remains, which I would say is a lot fucking worse. The trial is still postponed, and it will be postponed until early next year, and they have postponed it because at the time, Lori is deemed incompetent to stand trial, and she's been giving them the runaround, and it's been a mess. So they're hoping that by early 2023, they will be able to pick up the trial. This is just such an insane case. On June 10th, 2020, the Ryan family and Joshua's biological grandparents confirmed that the human remains found on Chad's property were indeed those of Tylee and JJ. It was officially confirmed by the police department 3 days later, and obviously, this is no longer considered a missing persons case. It is now considered whatever you would call this. They're still technically investigating, so they haven't released all of the evidence or information they have, but they are trying to figure out what happened to these kids and who did it. Obviously, we all know who did it, but that is for the court to prove, and I will absolutely update this case when trial begins, hopefully in a few months. Let me know what you guys thought about this case. I think it's absolutely freaking insane. And honestly, I believe Lori was brainwashed by the glamour that Chad appealed to her with. Either way, they're both fucking nuts. I hope you enjoyed hearing me talk about this for 30 minutes. I'll see you guys tomorrow with a brand new episode. And thank you guys for listening. Bye, guys.